Senate Republican Leader John Braun and House Republican Leader J.T. Wilcox say Democrats need to listen to the people and take to heart their financial pain. Braun says a $15 billion surplus is more than enough to fund tax relief, but Democrats refuse to help middle-income people.
We're helping the folks at the bottom of the economic spectrum, and we're not worried about the Bill Gateses of the world at the top of the economic spectrum, but the folks in the middle are just getting squeezed. We ought to be thinking about the working people in the middle who are getting no assistance and are really getting squeezed in a very regressive way by inflation.
Wilcox says not only is there no meaningful tax relief, but the Democrats' transportation plans add fees and a fuel tax on other states, which may retaliate with taxes on Washingtonians.
I think I understand the source of the error in this. The party in charge has gotten so used to doing what they want, regardless of opposition, that they forgot that when you're dealing with other states, they've got the ability to actually do something in return.
The leaders say the bottom line is that there's apparently no state surplus large enough for Democrats to allow the people to keep more of their own money. I'm Tracy Ellis.